The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
So intern Alexis is not here to speak for herself, but I want to relay to you guys a situation that she's in right now with some of her friends, right? And of course, she detailed it to me, so I'm going to mess up a whole bunch of the information, but she's not here to clarify.
This is similar. This is vaguely similar to whatever Alexis is going through, but it's been embellished quite a bit to make it good for the radio.
I think I've got the gist of it and the gist of the question that she has. And it goes something like this, like she's got a friend. That's probably, I'm guessing, 23, 24, 25 years old. And been dating this guy for a couple of months. And the guy was like pretty perfect in every area. I'm guessing everything that she likes in a guy, this was the dude. Right height, right sensitivity, fun dude, smart dude, great across the board. But he was really, really, really bad in bed. Really bad in bed. And she waited it out. Because you know that first time, sometimes things don't work out so well. You're like, that's cool. I mean, the guy's so good. You know, in other areas, I'm sure this was just like first time jitters type thing. Didn't work out so well. So
stage fright or something maybe.
Could be. Because I'm under that impression also. Like the first time that you ever have sex with somebody generally is probably the worst it's going to be with that person.
Right.
All right. So second time didn't get any better. Third time, now she's dreading having to sleep with this guy. But she's really conflicted because he's just not getting any better. They've just started this relationship, really, so they're not at a point in the relationship where she can say, look, here's where here's what you need to do, or point them in the right direction. So the question she wanted to ask was, is it possible to have a really great relationship, solid relationship with somebody, even maybe even a marriage, with the sex being absolutely horrible? 404-741-1005. Now, I want to get Jessica on for this. But I don't know. You know what? That's such an important part of every relationship. I don't know that if she was asking I would say no.
I would say no overall, but I would also ask Alexis's friend if she had tried to make improvements. Because sometimes women are afraid to talk to their guys about improvements they can make in certain areas. And sometimes guys are receptive to it, and other times they're not. If it's going to bruise his ego too much and he's going to run away anyway, well, there you go. You have your answer. But I think, don't you think there's some stuff that you can be coached on, or you can say, this way is great, but that way is not, or what if we try this, or slow down here. You know, I mean, you can sort of, I think, coach or give direction over time. And that goes both ways, men for women. You know, I mean, there's certain things that you guys are going to like or certain things that you're not. And I think you got to be able to tell the other person what it is that you like and what it is you don't like.
See, here's where guys are guilty of just not paying attention, because I think that the women that you're with are giving you subtle hints all the time while things are going on.
Right.
On what they like and what they don't like, if they mean to or not.
But don't.
And if your antenna is up, you should be able to tell. But I don't know that we haven't made the switch.
But the thing is, don't be for women, like when you're dealing with guys, don't be subtle. Like I think women, when they're dealing with other women, like whether it be in the workplace or like friends or whatever, like they try to be subtle and dance around and be polite or whatever. Like, guys aren't going to, I mean, don't be rude, but you don't have to be subtle.
We want to know that we're good, but we can be better. Don't tell us we suck and here's how to get good.
Right. Exactly. Bert put it perfectly. Like, hey, you know what would make next time we do this a lot better? A little guidance. That's all. Not like, God, you know what I'd really, really like? Feathers. Like, and then have that be said over dinner, and then you get mad when, you know, the guy doesn't tickle you with a feather like 4 days later. Like, no.
The question really is that Alexis's friend has is, can a relationship work long term? If everything's great in the relationship, things are fine. But sexually, oh, it's just such a drag, and there's nothing you can do. Now, the trump card in this equation that we don't have is how long they were going out. But I think if the overall question is, can you have a healthy relationship if the sex sucks, is still pretty valid. It doesn't matter the timetable on it.
Knowing Alexis and the circle of friends she runs in, they've probably been dating a week now.
Hey, Kelly, good morning.
Hi. I want to tell you guys, I love your show, and I had to call in. I definitely have an opinion. I think the key word here is long-term, and I think that if long-term things don't change, she is always going to feel like there's something she's missing, and that is a really fulfilling part of a long-term monogamous relationship. And if she always feels like she's missing out or things are not satisfying, I think that the relationship overall will suffer.
I agree with you. Don't you think, too, that if it was over time and you went into a marriage where you were great friends, everything was great, but there was nothing, you know, going on in the bedroom, that you could be pulled away from that marriage easier? If someone came in and there was all this chemistry and they were sweet, you know, all this, like, sexual tension and all this stuff going on, or what, you know what I mean? Like, somebody could sweep you off your feet a little bit faster, don't you think?
Absolutely. I cannot disagree with that at all. And I just think that, you know, you can't shortchange that part of your life. And you want to be the person who rises above and says, gosh, there's so many other wonderful things about this person, but you really just can't shortchange that part of your relationship.
Yeah, I think that's the flaw in the thinking right there. For some reason, we think like sex is a superficial part of somebody or a relationship, and it's not. Like, you want to say, oh, the other stuff that matters so much, he's got such a great heart, he's so sensitive. Well, to me, sex is right there. I mean, that's a pretty big part of the equation. It's not mm-hmm. superficial at all, you know? Hey, Art, good morning. You're on the Bert Show. What's up?
Hello?
Yep.
Hey, what I wanted to say was, you know, part of being in a relationship is taking the good and the bad. Sometimes, you know, as people get older, their sex life wanes. You get to be 40 years old, a man does, his sex life goes out the door a little bit. Women, the same thing. I mean, sex is always going to be there. And if you find somebody that you can spend the next 30 years with, then, you know, you got to sort of filter out what's most important to you.
So what you're saying is you can have a really great relationship with the sex just pretty much sucking.
Well, let me ask you this. What would happen if something were to happen to your partner? They get into an accident and they no longer can be sexually active. That's something to consider. I mean, sex life can be taken away immediately.
I think you're asking a different question.
It's two totally different things. Like, now you're asking someone to make the investment at the beginning, like when that huge lifetime bond hasn't been built. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like you're building, it's like building a structure, and you add to that structure every month that you're together. So when would you rather, I guess, abandon building that, for lack of a better word, 3 months into it or 30 years into it? You're not going to 30 years into it.
Yeah, the circumstances.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Uh-huh. We are going to call this virtual listener Stephanie, and she is on the voice disguiser. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Bert. I just wanted to say I love you guys, and she needs to get rid of that guy. I've been married to the same man for 15 years, and the sex has sucked for 15 years. And it's hard to fake it. You can only stare up at the ceiling and pretend it's Mel Gibson so often.
Now, but isn't some of this your fault? Like, I'm assuming he wasn't great before you got married, and you made the decision to get married to a guy that sucked in bed.
Yep, that's true. But I did love him, and I thought I could make it. I don't know, make it right, make it good. When you love someone enough, you think anything's possible. And unfortunately, I think it's hard to teach guys new tricks. Some just aren't willing to learn. Others are. I'm not saying that there aren't a lot of guys out there that wouldn't be open for suggestions, but bottom line, if you just don't got it, you don't got it.
You've tried to guide him in the right direction, and he just isn't listening?
Oh, no. It's quick and over, and, you know, as long as the man's happy, that's all that matters.
Mm. Have you talked to him about that?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
He's just not receptive to making any change?
I don't want to say he doesn't try, but, you know, when you don't got it, how do you make it better?
So what you're saying is, like, there are just some people that will never get better because this is just not something they're ever going to be good at. Like,
You got it. Just like, you know, if you're good in sports, you're just naturally good in things. And if you don't got it, I don't know. You can practice, but that doesn't make you a good football player or a good soccer player.
That's a great question for another time, like taking calls on if they agree or disagree with you that if you're bad, you'll always be bad, or if there are some that doesn't matter. I mean, in your experience, doesn't matter how hard he tries, this is just something he sucks at. Let me ask you this.
You got it.
And you're on the voice disguiser, so I hope you can answer this honestly. Has the sex been so bad that you have gone outside of your relationship?
Never. Never, I wouldn't do that. I do my vows with my husband, and I would never cheat on him, but it helps to just pretend you're there with someone else.
Have you considered it?
Never. I shouldn't say never, but I'd have to get divorced. I could never just cheat on him.
Right.
So you must dread, like, the nights that he's coming on to you. There must be like this small little panic that comes up over you that has to suffer through this.
Yeah, sometimes it's easier to just get drunk. I have to say, when I was younger, first married, you know, when you get nice and drunk, it would certainly make it easier. But now, the older you get, you just pretend that you're with someone else.
Oh, that's sad.
I'm sorry.
And make it what you want it to be, which is sad, but.
Are you guys?
You know, when you have kids involved and you do love the person, you make it work.
Are you all?
That's why I'm saying she's dating the guy. Get out while the going's good.
Are you at a stage where there's no talking or coaching anymore? It's just like you've sort of put up a wall and he's sort of put up a wall.
Oh yeah.
Because I was going to say, even at this point, if you guys got like a coach or, you know, I mean, they have people like that, like sex therapists and stuff that can help couples. But if you guys have both put up a mental wall, even if he gets better, you might not be receptive to it.
I don't know, because I guess it's that old line, you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
But you also can't, I mean, you also can't always keep that in your mind if he is willing to improve.
If he was willing to improve.
Yeah,
but
if
again,
he was willing.
When when you have someone that wouldn't be open to those options, it doesn't matter. And I mean, but in 15 years, I, of course, I've never told him that it sucks. I mean, I don't want to kill his ego completely.
Right.
Let me ask you a deeply personal question. Have you had a big O in 15 years?
Oh, yeah, because I have a great imagination.
Okay.
So you have it with him?
Yes.
Technically.
Right. Technically.
That's sad. I'm sad for you. I really am. That sucks. That really does. I'm sorry.
Well, just tell her to go while the going's good. I've made my bed. I can lay in it, but no one else should have to.
Good advice for somebody that's there. Thank you very much for calling.
Thanks for being so honest.
Appreciate it.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye. Do you remember that one virtual listener we had on one time that her husband was so bad in bed that every time he wanted to have sex, she'd run to the refrigerator?
Yes.
And she'd put ketchup in her underwear.
No.
Yep. Every time and tell him that it was every time. And it was that time of the month.
Oh, that's so sad.
That's
what about this woman who spent most of her married life getting drunk before they did it? Same thing.
Well, I just think that anybody in any way is coachable if you're open to being coachable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've talked about it in different, completely different scenarios, not sexual or not in the bedroom at all, but like guests that we would have in here that are coachable or others that aren't coachable, because it's just being open to it and being receptive to constructive criticism.
To me, that like your bedroom is like the last place in the world that you should have any kind of ego at all.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Any kind of ego at all, and so many different levels.
Guys have to remember that too.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.